Hello, everyone. Welcome to A+. I am Chris.
And I'm Angeline. Welcome to our show. Chris, let me ask you a question. Have you ever missed an important announcement before? What did you do?
Okay, I have actually missed an important announcement. I missed one at an airport.
Oh, no.
Which is, you know, good because today's article is about being in an airport. I missed the announcement of where my plane moved to.
So your plane changed gates.
Yes, changed gates, which happens until recently, happened every time I was at an airport. So I've probably been on close to 30 flights in my life, and with the exception of the last 4 or 5 flights, my gate has always changed.
Oh my goodness.
And if I sleep at the airport and then wake up, and I'm supposed to go to gate D4, and then I get there, and they're like, sorry, yours is on the other side of the airport.
I'm like, oh no, I have to run there.
It's not that fun.
So our article today is actually talking about airport announcements, and we're just going to get into the article now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paying attention to airport announcements.
Yes, dear, I'm waiting right now at gate A18 for my flight.
Attention. Passengers on flight 372A, bound for Frankfurt, with a stop in Hong Kong, should now proceed to gate A23. Also, there will be a slight delay to the flight due to inclement weather.
Excuse me, did you hear what they said?
They said we have to go to gate A23 now, and that the flight will be delayed.
Is that because of the storm?
Yes, we can't take off right now.
Really? I guess we'll have to wait.
Are you going to Frankfurt or Hong Kong?
Frankfurt. I'm attending a business conference there. What about you?
I'm going to Frankfurt too, but I'm actually backpacking around Europe.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Good afternoon, passengers on flight 372A to Frankfurt. We are now boarding business class and passengers with small children. Please have your boarding pass and passport ready when you board the plane. Regular boarding will begin in a few minutes. Thank you.
Finally, we can get on the plane.
Yeah, I can't wait to get this trip started.
Gate.
Once the gate is closed, you won't be able to get on the airplane. Once the gate is closed, you won't be able to get on the airplane. Attention. 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 You aren't allowed to eat or drink on the MRT. Attention. You aren't allowed to eat or drink on the MRT. Guess. Guess. Adam said he's really busy, so I guess he won't come tonight. Adam said he's really busy, so I guess he won't come tonight. Board. Board. I'm boarding the plane right now, so I can't talk on the phone. I'm boarding the plane right now, so I can't talk on the phone. Boarding pass. Boarding pass. The airline company sent my boarding pass to my email address. The airline company sent my boarding pass to my email address. Regular. Regular. Susan Boyle was just a regular person before she became a famous singer. Susan Boyle was just a regular person before she became a famous singer.
Okay, so the article, the TOEIC article, begins with a scene description. It says, David is talking on his phone in the waiting room near gate A18 at the airport. Now, the waiting room is the area where people just wait, mm-hmm. so it's properly named, actually. So David on the phone says, yes, dear, I'm waiting right now at gate A18 for my flight. Now, gate, it's mentioned here, and we even mentioned it in our intro.
Mm-hmm.
Gate, spelled G-A-T-E, gate is a way out of an airport through which passengers go to get on their plane. So it's like, basically think of it as a door,
mm-hmm.
and this door has airline staff waiting there, and they
yeah.
take your ticket. They rip it or scan it, and then you go onto the plane. You board the plane. Here's an example sentence for gate. Once the gate is closed, you won't be able to get on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Once the gate is closed, you won't be able to get on the airplane. That's true. So they'll say last call for boarding flight X234 or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And that means, like, if you're not there at the gate giving them your ticket and they shut the door, it's too late.
Yeah. So an announcement comes on, and the announcement is a formal or public notice to tell people about something very important. So the announcement says, attention, passengers on flight 372A bound for Frankfurt with a stop in Hong Kong should now proceed to gate A23. Also, there will be a slight delay to the flight due to inclement weather. Now, let's take a look at the vocabularies in this sentence. We see a word par word, attention. We say attention when we want people to listen up or to pay attention to something that is about to be said. An example sentence for the word attention is, attention, you aren't allowed to eat or drink on the MRT. Attention, you aren't allowed to eat or drink on the MRT. So the announcement is calling for passengers on flight 372A bound for Frankfurt with the stop in Hong Kong. So when we say a flight is bound for Frankfurt or Germany or USA, it means the flight is headed to that destination.
Mm-hmm.
The plane is bound for Frankfurt, but it also makes a stop in Hong Kong. This means this isn't a direct flight.
Right. Direct flight means that you go from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're flying to the U.S. from Taiwan, usually you fly from Taiwan to Narita Airport in Japan, and you connect there, and then you usually get on a different plane
mm-hmm.
to fly to the U.S. Now, in some cases, they actually use the same plane. You just get everybody off of that
mm-hmm.
plane. They move the plane to a different gate, and then you board the plane once again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how flights kind of work if you've never done it.
Yeah.
Now, those are called, direct flights straight to a place, but then they also have connecting flights.
Yeah.
So in this case, it connects to Hong Kong. So it might pick up people in Hong Kong, and those people in Hong Kong may be going to the same destination as you. So they might be bound for Frankfurt
mm-hmm.
as well. Now, the article continues, the people should now proceed to gate A23. Also, there will be a slight delay to the flight due to the inclement weather.
Mm-hmm.
Now, proceed, spelled P-R-O-C-E-E-D, proceed, means to go forward or continue an action after an interruption. It also could be just mean to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's an example. After the president spoke, the reporters proceeded to ask questions. After the president spoke, the reporters proceeded to ask questions. So it's likely that the reporters asked a question, the president spoke, and then they continued to ask more questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also heard due to, D-U-E, to, T-O, due to, and it means because of. So you could say, I didn't go to school today due to feeling sick
uh-huh.
or because of my stomach or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And then the last thing we heard was inclement weather. Inclement means stormy and usually severe weather. So you should think maybe a typhoon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't fly through the typhoon. So you can't fly through inclement weather. It can
mm-hmm.
cause the plane to crash. Now, David also says, excuse me, did you hear what they said? So he's still on the phone. He's like, excuse me, did you hear what they said?
Mm-hmm. So a passenger sitting nearby, David.
Oh, he asks the person, right? Not his wife. Okay.
Yeah, so a passenger sitting nearby, David, tells him what she heard. And Jasmine, she says, they said we have to go to gate A23 now, or A23 now, and that the flight will be delayed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So David reacts. He says, is that because of the storm? So he has a question. He knows that the weather outside is not good, but he wants to know if that's why they have to move gates.
Mm-hmm. So Jasmine, she says, yes, we can't take off right now. So to take off means to begin flight and rise into the air. That's
right.
What take off means.
Yep. Yeah, take off. Now, David says, really? I guess we'll have to wait. So he doesn't really want to, you know, stay there.
Yeah.
Because he wants to probably get home to his family. I mean, mm-hmm. he's on the phone, or he was. He probably hung up
yeah.
the phone. I'm not quite sure. But he wants to get to his destination.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says, guess. Now, guess means to suppose that something is true
yeah.
or likely. So here's an example sentence for guess. Adam said he's really busy, so I guess he won't come tonight. Adam said he's really busy, so I guess he won't come tonight. So they're supposing, they're just taking a guess. They're like, he's busy. He probably won't come.
Mm-hmm. So David and Jasmine, they walk to gate A23. And as Jasmine and David proceed toward gate A23, Jasmine asks, hey, are you going to Frankfurt or Hong Kong?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually when you're in an airport, there's two types of people. There's the person who's quiet and just kind of keeps to themselves, or they talk to the person they're flying with.
Yeah.
And then there's that, like, really nosy person who asks lots of questions of you and where you're traveling and your name and, like, when you were born, where you live, who your first kiss was. They ask lots of questions. Those people are a bit crazy, but they're usually nice. They're just trying to deal with the boredom of being in the waiting
yeah.
room and kind of on a flight. If you're on a long flight, it's many, many hours. Like
yeah.
to the U.S., when I fly, it is 17 hours, sometimes 24
oh
hours
my goodness.
With layovers. Yeah. So David replies to her question, Frankfurt. I'm attending a business conference there. What about you?
So Jasmine, she says, I'm going to Frankfurt too, but I'm actually backpacking around Europe. So if you go backpacking, it means you carry all your equipment and clothes in a backpack while you travel.
I don't have one.
Backpackers are usually always on the go, so they can cover as much ground as possible. As a result, carrying their things in their backpack makes it more convenient. So backpackers usually travel for long periods of time. In order to travel without burning a huge hole in your pocket, they make sure to use public transportation, and they live in hostels, so they do more of a budget kind of traveling.
Right. Now, a hostel is very different than a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
A hotel is usually a single person or two people in a room, and you lock the door with, you know, the lock inside,
mm-hmm.
and you need a special key to get access to the room. A hostel is completely different. It's a room shared with many people, generally strangers. So in Taiwan, there are several hostels for visitors in Taiwan, or Taipei, and you rent this room, and there might be like seven other people that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came to Taiwan, the second time I came to Taiwan to live, I stayed in a hostel for a while, and I rented the cheapest room, which had 8 beds, and or 10 beds, and I didn't know anybody in there. But the good thing about hostels is you get to eventually meet these strangers,
mm-hmm.
and you
yeah.
kind of trust that they're not going to take your things because
mm-hmm.
you leave your bag out in the open
yeah.
all the time. But that makes sense why Jasmine would ask this question. She's a traveler. She's a backpacker. So she would like to talk to many people because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're in another country, talking to the locals is a good way to get to know the culture,
yeah.
how to get around, and even be introduced to really good food.
Exactly. Good. Yeah.
Now, David says, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And then another announcement comes on and says, Good afternoon, passengers on flight 372A to Frankfurt. We are now boarding business class and passengers with small children. So our word power word boarding is the act of getting on a plane, a train, or a ship. An example sentence for the word boarding is, I'm boarding the plane right now so I can't talk on the phone. I'm boarding the plane right now so I can't talk on the phone. So boarding is always open to passengers on business class and passengers with small children or passengers who require special assistance.
Yeah, there may be someone in a wheelchair
or
with crutches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the announcement goes on saying, please have your boarding pass and passport ready when you board the plane. Now, boarding pass, it's a card or like this kind of piece of paper that you show before you get on a plane or boat. Think of a boarding pass as a ticket. It's very similar to a train ticket or a boat ticket. It's just a piece of paper that identifies that you have purchased the airfare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the airline company sent my boarding pass to my email address. So you would print it off, take it to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing is passport. Passport is a book of information about a traveler. You need one to go to another country. The book has your ID, your face, like a picture of you, information about you. And for the Americans, we have blue passports. The book is blue with gold writing on the front. And the one for Taiwan is green with gold writing also. But what about Canada?
Canada is also blue. It's navy blue. It's a really dark blue. And I think the words on the passport is gold.
So
I think it's very similar to the one in the United States.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. And then the announcement then says, regular boarding will begin in a few minutes. Thank you. So our word power word regular means ordinary or normal. In this case, regular boarding refers to all the other people who have not boarded the plane. So people who don't need special assistance, people not on business class, and people not with no small children.
Our example sentence for regular is this. Susan Boyle was just a regular person before she became a famous singer. Susan Boyle was just a regular person before she became a famous singer. Okay, so David feels relieved after this announcement. He says, finally, we can get on the plane.
Mm-hmm. And then Jasmine, she says, yeah, I can't wait to get this trip started. Because if you remember, she's going backpacking.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So she's ready for the plane to take off.
Yes.
Stick around. We still have our wrap-up, but the article is over for now. So, see you soon. Okay, so that's the conclusion of today's article, but we still have more to discuss, which we'll be doing next time when you see us. But before we go, I would like to challenge you out there to maybe discuss an announcement that you've heard in the past. This could be an announcement when you're on a ferry, a boat, or a train, or even if you've been to an airport and heard an announcement. So go ahead, talk among yourselves, and then have fun. Definitely have fun. But we'll see you next time, okay?
Bye.
Well, look at you go.
Well, look at you go.
Hello, everyone. I'm Nicole. 欢迎收看今天的小聚会。哇，时间过得好快哦，转眼间就到了十月的最后一则小聚会了。Well, look at you go. 什么 ？Go? Nicole 老师要叫我们去哪里吗？当然不是啦，这句话是很口语的。恭喜你。Well, 我们知道是一个语助词。Look at you go, 字面上的意思是看看你走的，好像和恭喜你没有什么关联呢。不过我们也可以这样想，在经过一段时间的努力之后，回头看看你所走过的。所经历过的这一切，的确是很值得恭喜吧。比方说，假如同学们能够把这个月的小聚会教过的这些所有祝贺别人的说法都熟背起来的话 ，Well, look at you go， 这样是不是比较合理啦？这么口语化的恭喜你很实用，希望同学们都学会咯。现在让我们再看一次今天的例句 ，Well, look at you go。小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
Well, look at you go.
Well, look at you go.
Paying attention to airport announcements.
Yes, dear. I'm waiting right now at gate A18 for my flight.
Attention. Passengers on flight 372A, bound for Frankfurt, with a stop in Hong Kong, should now proceed to gate A23. Also, there will be a slight delay to the flight due to inclement weather.
Excuse me, did you hear what they said?
They said we have to go to gate A23 now, and that the flight will be delayed.
Is that because of the storm?
Yes, we can't take off right now.
Really? I guess we'll have to wait.
Are you going to Frankfurt or Hong Kong?
Frankfurt. I'm attending a business conference there. What about you?
I'm going to Frankfurt too, but I'm actually backpacking around Europe.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Good afternoon, passengers on flight 372A to Frankfurt. We are now boarding business class and passengers with small children. Please have your boarding pass and passport ready when you board the plane. Regular boarding will begin in a few minutes. Thank you.
Finally, we can get on the plane.
Yeah, I can't wait to get this trip started.
Gate. Gate. Once the gate is closed, you won't be able to get on the airplane. Once the gate is closed, you won't be able to get on the airplane. Attention. 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 You aren't allowed to eat or drink on the MRT. Attention. You aren't allowed to eat or drink on the MRT. Guess. Guess. Adam said he's really busy, so I guess he won't come tonight. Adam said he's really busy, so I guess he won't come tonight. Board. Board. I'm boarding the plane right now, so I can't talk on the phone. I'm boarding the plane right now, so I can't talk on the phone. Boarding pass. Boarding pass. The airline company sent my boarding pass to my email address. The airline company sent my boarding pass to my email address. Regular. Regular. Susan Boyle was just a regular person before she became a famous singer. Susan Boyle was just a regular person before she became a famous singer.